The following is tape number 13 on the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Even if we have got material desire, generally a devotee has no material desire, like pure devotee. Unnavilasita sunnam. But even one has got some material desires to fulfill. If he worships Krishna, that desires will be fulfilled. At the same time, he will get shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. This is that bond. Go on.
Devotional service can, in fact, be attained only through the mercy of a pure devotee. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, quote, by the mercy of the spiritual master, who is a pure devotee, and by the mercy of Krishna, one can achieve the platform of devotional service. There is no other way. Unquote. The rarity of devotional service is also confirmed in the Tantra Shastra, where Lord Shiva says to Sati, my dear Sati, if one is a very fine philosopher, analyzing the different processes of knowledge, he can achieve liberation from the material entanglement. By performance of the ritualistic sacrifices recommended in the Vedas, one can be elevated to the platform of pious activity and thereby enjoy the material comforts of life to the fullest extent. But all such endeavors can hardly offer anyone devotional service to the Lord, not even if one tries for it by such processes for many, many thousands of births.
You cannot achieve the platform of devotional service by karma-kanda and jnana-kanda processes. Therefore, Narottam-das Thakur sings, karma-kanda, jnana-kanda, sakali vishar-bhan, amrita-bolya-jiva-khar, nana-jani-bhraman-kare, kadajya-bhakkhan-kare, tar-janma-adhap-pate-jaya. So, jnana-karma-adhan-abhita, devotional service, should not be contaminated by jnana-kanda, karma-kanda, by fruitive activities on mental speculation. Devotional service should be taken exactly in the line of the great authorities, just like our sampradaya, Gauriya Vaishnava sampradaya. They are following Rupanuga, Siru Raghunath, Bhatta Raghunath, Sijiv Gopal Bhatta Das Raguna. Eichai Gosai Jar Tarmidas. We have to follow the principles of these six Goshamis. That will make us happy. Otherwise, if we adopt the ritualistic ceremonies, Subha Karma, Samma Subha Kriya Mati Pramat, if we take devotional service as one of the pious activities, Subhakriya, that is offense. We should not take devotional service of chanting of Hare Krishna mantra equal to some Vedic pious activities, ritualistic ceremony. That is of offense. We should simply follow the path that is also Vedic. But because we cannot select Vedeshu Adurlava, if we study Vedas independently, without going through the lines chalked out by the six Goswamis, then we will be misled. Vedeshu Durlava. Adurlava Atma Bhakto. These Goswamis, they were personal devotees of Lord Krishna. They are eternal associates of the Lord. Therefore, if we follow their principle, our success is guaranteed. But if we take to the Vedic ritualistic ceremony without any reference to the path chalked out by the Goswami, it will not be possible to be successful. Devotional service is not dependent on Subha-Subha Karma. It is simply dependent on the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. Guru Krishna Kripa, Naishang Matistava Durukramangi, Mahiya Sangapadura Jubisikam, niskinchanalang navrinitaya. Unless we surrender to the lotus feet of a pure devotee, it is not possible to come to the platform of devotional service. That is the way. We cannot taste the honey within the bottle. The bottle must be opened by the expert. If you simply lick up the bottle, if we think now we are tasting honey, that is not the proper way. We should get the bottle opened by the expert, and when it tastes within the bottle, then actually. Similarly, devotional service without being opened by the without the door being opened by the devotee, we cannot enter into the region. Guru Krishna Kripaya Pai Bhakti Lata. Therefore, the process is as recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami. Adu Gurvasram. You must select, you must accept the Guru who is coming in Parampara system. Evang Parampara Praptam, Evang Raja Svaya Vidhu, Sampradaya. That is recommended. We have got Vaishnava Sampradaya, four Sampradaya. Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Nimbata Sampradaya. So, intelligent person should select Guru from these Sampradayas and follow his instruction. Then the path of devotional service will be very easily open. This is the way. Yes, Ron?
It is also confirmed by Prahlada Maharaj that merely by personal efforts or by the instructions of higher authorities, one cannot attain to the stage of devotional service. One must become blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of a true devotee who is completely free from the contamination of material desires.
Yes, niskinchanana. The devotee, you have to select a guru who is niskinchan. Niskinchan means who has no more anything materially desire. He has finished. The another verse, tasmat gurum prabuddhita jigyasu seyutamam shabdi parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. One who has accepted the lotus feet of the Lord, Brahmani, upasama. He has finished the material desires. No more material desires. Niskin, that is called niskin. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, niskin chana sab bhagavad bhajanun mukas. Bhagavad bhajanun mo, those who are actually desiring to be entered into the path of devotional service, must be niskin chana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskin chanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukhas parang parang jigimisho bhavasagaras. Bhagavad bhajan means to go on the other side of the ocean of Nisaya, not in this material world. Anyone who is desiring to be promoted to the heavenly planet, Sargulok, Janalok, Mahalok, Kapalok, Brahmalok, there are so many higher planetary systems, but a Bhagavad Bhakta devotee knows that they are unnecessary. Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravartin. Again we have to come back. Hine punne puno matta lokam visant. So this botheration is not very much liked by the pure devotee. Pure devotee does not. Even if he is offered such, of course the pure devotee never offers such material benefit, because Krishna said, the pure devotee, after giving up this body, takta dehang punarjanma. Punarjanma means to take birth in one of the planets, or in one of the species of, out of 8,400,000 species of life. That is called punarjanma. But the devotees, who are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, they do not mind, even there is birth again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, janmani janmani, bhavatad bhakti rahituki. So, even there is birth. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, chita janama ho jatha tua das. My dear Lord, if you like that I shall take birth again, so kindly give my birth in a place where there is your devotee. That is one. Bohirmuk brahma janme nahi moras. And if I become non-devotee and take my birth as Lord Brahma, I don't want it. Let me become an insect in the house of a devotee. This is the aspiration. The same thing is explained here. Because without the benediction of a pure devotee, it is not possible to enter into the path of devotion and service. Thank you.
In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth chapter, 18th verse, Narada also says to Yudhishthira, "My dear king, it is Lord Krishna, known as Mukunda, who is the eternal protector of the Pandavas and the others. He is also your spiritual master and instructor in every respect. He is the only worshipable god for you. He is very dear and affectionate, and he is the director of all your activities, both individual and familial. And what's more, he sometimes carries out your orders as if he were your messenger. My dear king, how very fortunate you are, because for others, all these favors given to you by the Supreme Lord would not even be dreamt of." The purport to this verse is that the Lord easily offers liberation, but he rarely agrees to offer a soul devotional service, because by devotional service, the Lord himself becomes purchased by the devotee.
What?
The happiness of becoming one with the Supreme. Srila Rupa Goswami says that this Brahmananda, or the happiness of becoming one with the Supreme, is multiplied by 1 trillion-fold. Still, it cannot be compared with an atomic fraction of the happiness derived from the ocean of devotional service. In the Hari Bhakti Subhodaya, Prahlad Maharaj, well, satisfying Lord Nrisimha by his prayers, says, "My dear Lord of the universe, I am feeling transcendental pleasure in your presence and have become merged in the ocean of happiness. I now consider the happiness of Brahmananda to be no more than the water in the impression left by a cow's hoof in the earth compared to this ocean of bliss." Similarly, it is confirmed in the Bhavartha Deepika, Sridhar Swami's commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. "My dear Lord, some of the fortunate persons who are swimming in the ocean of your nectar of devotion and who are relishing the nectar of the narration of your pastimes certainly know ecstasies which immediately minimize the value of the happiness derived from religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Such a transcendental devotee regards any kind of happiness other than devotional service as no better than straw in the street."
What?
Attracting Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that devotional service is...
Any question arises, you can ask.
Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that devotional service attracts even Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. The symbol of devotional service in the highest degree is Radharani. Krishna is called Madana Mohan, which means that he is so attractive that he can defeat the attraction of thousands of people. But Radharani is still more attractive, for she can even attract Krishna. Therefore, devotees call her Madana Mohana Mohini, the attractor of the attractor of people. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani.
Yes, Madana Mohan. Madana Mohan. Madan means sex attraction. Madan. Sex attraction, Cupid. And Krishna is called Madan Mohan. One can neglect even sex attraction if one is attracted to Krishna. That is the test. Madan is attracting in this material world. everyone is attracted by sex life. The whole material world is existing on sex life. This is the fact. Janma ithunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. Here, the happiness, the so-called happiness, is maithun, maithunadi. Maithunadi means, here happiness begins from maithun, sex intercourse. Generally, a man marries. The purpose is to satisfy sex desire. Then he begets children. Then again, when the children are grown up, the daughter is married with another boy, and the boy is married with another daughter, another girl. That is also the same purpose, sex. Then again, grandchildren. In this way, this material happiness, Sri Sajja Prajep Sava, the other day we discussed, Sri means beauty, Hoisajja means wealth, and Praja means generation. So, generally people, they like it. Good family, good bank balance, and good wife, good daughter, daughter-in-law. If one family is consisting of beautiful women and riches and many children, he is supposed to be successful. He is supposed to be most successful man. So, Shastra says, what is this success? This success is beginning with sex intercourse, that's all. And maintaining it. So, janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Here, the happiness begins from sex life, maithunadi. We may polish it in a different way, but this maithun, sex life happiness, is there in the hogs. The hogs also, they are eating whole day here and there, very stool, and having sex life without any discrimination. The hogs do not discriminate, whether mother, sister or daughter. So therefore Shastra says, here this material world, we are entangled, we are encased in this material world only for the sex life. That is Cupid. Cupid is the god of sex life. Madan. Unless one is, what is called, induced by Madan, the Cupid, he cannot be, engladdened in sex life. And Krishna's name is Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan means that one who is attracted to Krishna, he will forget the pleasure derived from sex life. This is the test. Therefore, his name is Madan Mohan. Here is Madan Mohan. Sanatana Goswami worshipped Madan Mohan. Madan or Madan, Madan means to become mad. And Madan, the Cupid, so everyone is infuriated by the force of sex life. There are many places in Bhagavatam it is said, Pungshang Sriyami Thunibhava Mithat Sayur Mitham Hridayaganti Mahu. The whole material world is going on. The man is attracted by woman, the woman is attracted by man. And seeking this attraction, when they are united, their attachment for this material world become more and more. And in this way, after being united or after being married, one woman and man, they seek nice home, griha, kshetra, activities, business, factory or agricultural field, because one has to earn money. So, get food, griha, kshetra, suta, children, and apta, friends, vitta, wealth, ata griha, kshetra, suta, apta, vittai, janasya mohaya. The attraction for this material world becomes more and more tight. This is called madha, attraction by madha. But our business is not to be attracted by the glimmer of this material world, but to be attracted by Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Unless we become attracted by the beauty of Krishna, we must have to be satisfied by the beauty of this false beauty of this material world. Therefore, Sri Jamunacharya said that Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padar vindayo nava nava dhama rantu masi. So long I have been attracted by the beauty of Krishna and I have begun to serve at his lotus feet and I am getting newer, newer and energy. Since then, as soon as I think of sex intercourse, I want to spite on it. That is Vitrishna. No more attraction. The central point of attraction in this material world is sex life. And when one gets detached from sex life, Jadavadhi mama chitta, Jadavadhi mama chitta, Krishna padar vindaya, namanava dhama rantu mahasir, Jadavadhi batanari sangamesh marjamane, bhavati mukhavikara sushtu nishti vananja. As soon as I think of sex intercourse, immediately my mouth becomes turned aside and I want to spite on it. So therefore, Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan is attracting everyone, sex life. And Krishna, when one is attracted by Krishna, then Madan also becomes defeated. So as soon as Madan becomes defeated, we conquer over this material world. Otherwise, it is very difficult. He daivijjhisa gunamai mama maya durattaya. Durattaya means very, very difficult. Mami vija prabhadante maya mitang tarant. But if anyone surrenders unto Krishna, catches his lotus feet very strongly, Krishna, save me. Krishna promises, yes, I will save you. Aham tva sarva papibha mokhaishyami ma shucha. Don't worry. I shall save you. Konte apritijani hi nami bhakta pranasyati. My dear Arjuna, you can declare to the world, my devotee, your devotee, Annavilashita Sunnam, who has no other desire, he'll be protected by me. So, people do not know that our only business is to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the only business. We have no other business. Any other business means we are becoming entangled in this material world. And the aim of human life is to get out of this clutches of material world. The people do not know it. They do not know. Nati vidu sarthaka thing he wish. No. So it is very difficult. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to distribute this knowledge all over the world. So let us try. Even the people do not take our instruction, that is not our disqualification. Our qualification is, let us try our best. The Maya is very strong to take the living entities out of the clutches of Maya. It's not very easy thing. My Guru Maharaj used to say he had so many temples all over India, and he used to say sometimes that if by selling all these properties, temples, if I could turn one man to Krishna consciousness, then my mission will be successful. He used to say that. So our purpose is not to construct big, big buildings. That is required for propaganda war, for giving shelter to people. But our main business is how to turn the face of the bewildered, conditioned soul towards Krishna. That is our method. That is our main purpose. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other Vaishnavas, they did not advise to give much attention for constructing big, big temples and mathas. Because if our attention is diverted towards this material thing, material things means, as I have repeatedly explained, forgetful of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no nothing material. It is illusion. Illusion means, actually there is nothing material. How it can be material? If the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Spirit, everything is coming from Him. So, what we call the material energy, that is also coming from the Supreme. But the difficulty is that in this inferior energy means where there is possibility of forgetting Krishna. Actually, that is the fact. People are engaged in so many activities. We can see it very nicely in the Western countries. They are inventing so many modern facilities. But the result is they forgetting Krishna. That is material. Material means forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise, there is nothing except Krishna. Idam Vishyam Bhagavan Ivetara. Narada Maharaj said, that this world is Krishna, idam visham bhagavan ivetara, but it appears like that it is different from Bhagavan. Actually, there is for a Mahabhagavat, he has no such conception, material concept. Because he sees everywhere Krishna. Sabar jangam dakhe na dakhe tan mur. He is seeing one tree, but he is forgetful of the tree. He is seeing energy of Krishna. As soon as he says the energy of Krishna, he sees Krishna. Therefore, instead of seeing the tree, he sees Krishna. Because one after coming, reference to the context. As soon as he sees anything we call material, he sees this is the conversion of the energy, parinamba. Sadvedam akhilam jagat. Parasya brahmana shakti. Parasya brahmana. Just like as soon as you see the sun sign, you see immediately sun. Is it not? In the morning, as soon as you see within your window the sunshine, immediately remember sun and you are confident sun is there. Without sun, how there can be sunshine? Similarly, whatever we see, if we immediately see Krishna with reference to that particular thing, because that particular thing is the manifestation of the energy of Krishna. So those who have understood Krishna along with his energies, he sees the energy because energy is not different from the energy. He sees immediately Krishna. Therefore, he does not see anything except Krishna. So therefore, for him, there is no material world. There is no material world. To a perfect devotee, there is no material world. Everything is spiritual. Sadvam khaliyudam brahma. He sees everything brahma. So we have to make our eyes to see Krishna. Tatparatena nirmala. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmala. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti rucha. Tatparatena. As soon as we are in Krishna consciousness, our seeing, touching, smelling, everything becomes nirmal, purified. Then we can immediately see Krishna. These eyes, so long it is not purified, we cannot see Krishna. As soon as it is purified, you see Krishna. Nothing but Krishna. So this is the process. So devotional service means purification. Sarvapadi vinirmaktam tatparatena nirmala. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam khukpiritcha. Sarvapadhi vinirmaktam. Jnana karma adanapritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. So Cupid
is one of the agents of this material illusory energy. But if we are perfectly in Krishna consciousness, this Cupid cannot pierce with our arrows, with his arrows. That is not possible. As Jamunacharya says, that tadavadhi mama citta krishna, jadavadhi mama citta krishna padaravinda. So, to a devotee, just like Haridas Thakur, you know, the story of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was a young man, and the Maya and a prostitute became a young prostitute, nicely dressed, and proposed her desire. Haridas Thakur said, "Yes, please sit down. I shall fulfill your desire. Let me finish my chant. Just see, at dead of night, the young man, Haridas Thakur, in front, there is a beautiful young girl, there is nobody else, and she is proposing, but still, he is steady, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. So Cupid cannot pierce. This is the example. There may be thousands of beautiful women before a devotee, but that does not disturb his mind. He sees they are all energies of Krishna. They are gopis of Krishna. They are enjoyable by Krishna. I have to serve them, their gopis, because I am servant of this servant. Gopi bhattu pada kamale udasa dasa dasa anudasa. So a devotee should try to engage all beautiful women in the service of Krishna. That is his duty. Not to enjoy them. That is sense gratification. This is the position of a devotee. He is not pierced by the arrows of Cupid, but he sees everything nirvande Krishna sambandhe. He sees everything in relationship with Krishna. Yukta vairagam uchyate. That is vairagam. He does not accept anything for his sense gratification. But he engages everyone in the service of Krishna. Then we can get out of the influence of the arrow of Cupid. This is the path. Go on.
To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Dvaivi Prakriti, the internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself.
Yes. Mahatmanasthamam prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. Bhajanti ananna manusha. Here, we are under the influence of this material energy. But those who are devotees of Krishna, they are under the influence of internal energy. The internal energy of Krishna, it has got three different functions. One of the functions is Alladini Shakti. That is Radharani. That is Radharani. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Alladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmanavapi Deho Bhedau Gatauto Sri Chaitanya Akha Prakatam Adhuna Tad Dayam Chaikam Aptam Radha Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that is the version of Sri Swarup Damodar, that Radha and Krishna, they are one, Krishna. When Krishna wants to enjoy, he manifests his energy. That is Radha. Krishna cannot enjoy the material energy. He enjoys the internal energy. Krishna has got many energies. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviki Jnana Valak Priyaja. That is Vedic version, that the Supreme Absolute Truth has got multi energies, and by utilizing, manipulating that energy, he is manifesting himself in so many ways. The same example, just like the sun, by expanding its energy, heat and light, is perceived. The sun is 93 million miles away from us. So how we can understand the sun? By his heat and energy. By his heat we can calculate what is the actual temperature. The scientists are calculating the actual temperature of the sun. So, similarly, although Krishna is far, far away from us, Goloka eva nivasati, he is residing in his abode, Goloka, Vrindavan. This is the replica of that Vrindavan. So, Akhilatma Bhuta, how is Akhilatma Bhuta? How is all pervading? By his energy. By his energy. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta mudhya. That energy is abhakta, impersonal. But Krishna is not impersonal. Krishna is person. Just like the sun god, he is a person. But his energy, sunshine and heat, that is impersonal. So through each impersonal feature of the sun or the sunshine is not approaching the sun. It is approaching and not approaching. It is approaching in the sense that directly in touch with its energy, But still, the sun globe and the sun god is far away. Similarly, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate, to approach the impersonal feature of Brahma is not sufficient. We have to approach Krishna. So, the Radharani, the personal, his energy is also personal. So, Mahatma Anustamang Prattva Devi Prakriti Mahasitra. If we take a shelter of his external energy, where forgetfulness Krishna is very prominent, then we become far and far away from Krishna. But if we take the shelter of the internal energy of Krishna, Radharani, because she is directly serving Krishna, just like in Vrindavan, they always speak of Radharani, because they have taken shelter of Radharani to approach Krishna very easily, Devi Prakriti Maha. The facility of Vrindavan is that you take shelter of Radharani directly, and she will help you to approach Krishna very soon. This is the idea coming to Vrindavan.
This fact is elaborated by Krishna in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, 1st verse, where he says, "My dear Uddhava, you may know it from me that the attraction I feel for devotional service rendered by my devotee is not to be attained even by the performance of mystic yoga, philosophical speculation, ritualistic sacrifices, the study of Vedanta, the practice of severe austerities, or the giving of everything in charity. These are, of course, very nice activities, but they are not as attractive to me as the transcendental loving service rendered by my devotees." Krishna becomes attracted by the devotional service of his devotees is described by Narada in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, 37th verse. There Narada addresses King Yudhishthira while the king is appreciating the glories of the character of Prahlad Maharaj. A devotee always appreciates the qualities of other devotees.
Yes, that is the sign of devotee. Appreciation, the activities of devotee. This appreciation means a devotee who is actually freed from all contamination, he does not find any fault with another devotee. That is the sign. He does not think himself that he is bigger devotee or greater devotee than him. He thinks himself as the lowest of all. As Chaitanya Chaitamrita author, Kaviraj Goswami said, "Purisher ki chaite mohi se loghisht." I am lower than the insect within the stool. Jagai madhai hoite mohi se papisht. I am greater sinner than Jagai and Madhai. Mor naam jai loy tar punno khoy. Anyone who takes my name immediately, all the result of his pious activities becomes vanquished. He is placing like that. Yes, it is not imitation or any bluff. He's any devotee who is actually advanced, he feels like that. Just like great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he used to say that I have simply collected a few grains of sand in the ocean of knowledge. Yes, he used to say. And actually that is the fact. Everything is unlimited. So nobody should be proud falsely that he has become a great devotee. Everyone should be very humble. Tinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahana. If one thinks that he has become very advanced in devotion, then that is very dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Guru mare murkha dekhi korilo shasan." My spiritual master saw me a great fool. Therefore he has chastised me. that don't try to read Vedanta, chant Hare Krishna. He presented himself like that. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu murkha? But that is the conception, advanced devotee. They never think that they are very highly advanced devotee. What is advanced devotee? What devotion we can offer to Krishna? He is unlimited. He is kindly accepting our little service. That's all. Don't be proud of becoming a great devotee. That is the cause of fall down. Thank you very much.
How Krishna becomes attracted by the devotional service of his devotees is described by Narada in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, 37th verse. There Narada addresses King Yudhisthira while the king is appreciating the glories of the character of Prabhupada Maharaj. A devotee always appreciates the activities of other devotees. Yudhisthira Maharaj was appreciating the qualities of Prabhupada, and that is one symptom of a pure devotee. A pure devotee never thinks himself as great. He always thinks that other devotees are greater than himself. The king was thinking, Prabhupada Maharaj is actually a devotee of the Lord, while I am nothing. And while thinking this, he was addressed by Narada as follows. My dear King Yudhisthira, in this world, you, the Pandava brothers, are the only fortunate people. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared on this planet and is presenting himself to you as an ordinary human being. He is always with you in all circumstances. He is living with you and covering himself from the eyes of others. Others cannot understand that he is the Supreme Lord, but he is still living with you as your cousin, as your friend, and even as your messenger. Therefore, you must know that nobody in this world is more fortunate than you. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna appeared in his universal form, Arjuna prayed, My dear Krishna, I thought of you as my cousin brother, and so I have shown disrespect to you in so many ways, calling you Krishna, or friend, but you were so great that I could not understand. So that was the position of the Pandava. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the greatest amongst all greats, still he remained with those royal brothers, being attracted by their devotion, by their friendship, and by their love. That is the proof of how great this process of devotional service is. It can attract even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. God is great, but devotional service is greater than God, because it attracts him. People who are not in devotional service can never understand what great value there is in rendering service to the Lord. Stages of devotion. The three categories of devotional service which Srila Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are listed as devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead. There are many subheadings in each of these categories. Generally, it is understood that in the category of devotional service in practice, there are two different qualities. Devotional service in ecstasy has four qualities, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead has six qualities. These qualities will be explained by Srila Rupa Goswami later on. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami suggests that the person eligible for Krishna consciousness or devotional service can be classified by his particular taste. He says that devotional service is a continual process from one's previous life. No one can take the devotional service unless he has had some previous connection with it. For example, suppose in this life I practice devotional service to some extent. Even though it is not 100% perfectly performed, still, whatever I have done will not be lost. In my next life, from the very point where I stopped in this life, I shall begin again. In this way, there is always a continuity. But even if there is no continuity, if only by chance a person takes interest in a pure devotee's instruction, he can be accepted and advanced in devotional service. Anyway, for persons who have a natural taste for understanding books like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is easier than for those who are simply accustomed to mental speculation and argumentative processes.
So, Narad Muni instructed to Vyasadeva under the verse Sattva Sadhanmam Charunambujam Hari. Even one takes to devotion and service, takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, somewhere or other, kamat lobhat bhayat, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like the gopis, they took shelter of Krishna superficially by lusty desire. But it was not lusty desire. It was pure love. But in the material world, same thing will be considered as lusty desire. So, where is the difference between love of God and lusty desire? Because ordinary men will consider that gopis were attracted by Krishna in lusty desire. The Chaitanya Charitamritakar, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that there is difference between material lusty desire and love of God. He has compared that love of God is just like gold and lusty desire is just like iron. The difference between lusty desire and love of God is, in the material world, which is going on as love, that is lusty desire, because the party, both the party, are interested in individual sense gratification. But here, the gopis or any devotees, they want to satisfy the senses of Krishna. That is the difference between material lusty desire and love of God. Atmendriya tripti vancha tarnam kam. When one desires one's own sense gratification in the material world, suppose a boy loves a girl and a girl loves a boy, that is personal sense gratification. As soon as the personal sense gratification is not satisfied, immediately the so-called love is divorced, no more love. In the Kali Yuga, it is stated in the Shastra, Dampatte Ratime Vahi. In love between husband and wife will be disturbed as soon as there is no satisfaction of sex desire. Dampatte ratimi vahi. And in the Western countries we find, in our country also it has already begun, there are so many divorce cases. Mostly the divorce cases take place when there is disturbance in sex satisfaction. So that is lust. But here, in the case of Krishna and gopis, that is different. The gopis used to dress themselves so that Krishna will feel satisfaction, for Krishna's satisfaction. They used to dress for Krishna's satisfaction. That is, of course, very difficult to understand, but we should learn from the Shastras. These gopis had no sense gratification desire. They wanted to satisfy Krishna. Krishnendriya Titti Vancha Tarnam Prem. Atmendriya Titti Vancha Dhare Tarnam Kaam. So that is the difference. Love of Krishna means to satisfy Krishna, not satisfy sense gratification. The practical example is from Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, in the beginning, he wanted to satisfy his senses. He declined to fight with his grandfather, with his teacher, with his nephew and brother on the other side. He thought that upon their death, he will not be satisfied. That means his sense gratification. But at the end, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhanman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhajami, our duty is to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So, to satisfy Krishna, he killed his kinsman, his grandfather, his teacher. So that is required, satisfaction of Krishna, not satisfaction of personal interest. Gandhi.
By the learned scholars of bygone ages. According to their general opinion, a person may become governed by certain convictions derived by his own arguments and decisions. Then another person, who may be a greater logician, will nullify these conclusions and establish another thesis. In this way, the path of arguments will never be safe or conclusive. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, therefore, that one follow in the footsteps of the authorities.
Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. You cannot come to the conclusion what is sadhan sadhan by simply argument. Tarka pratishtha. By argument we cannot establish. Sutayo vibhinya. The scriptures are the many varieties. Sutayo vibhinya. Naso manijyasama taruna bhinnam. Every philosopher must differ with another philosopher. Therefore, Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. We have to follow the footprints of great authorities. They are also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, great authorities. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balivayasaki, Vayam. Jamaraj said that these are the eight authorities. Therefore, you have got Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Lakshmi Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. The present acharyas, they are Ramanu Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, in this way. So we have to follow the footprints of the Sampradaya. Just like we are Gaudiya, Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are following the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as enunciated by the six Goswamis. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhattara Gunath, Sri Jeeva Gopala Bhattara Dasara Gunath,